So let's review. Since the first mission of the Perek mentioned that carrying the Korban Pesach and bringing it from outside the Tchum may not be done on Shabbos, our Mishnah discusses a Korban that may not be brought on Shabbos at all. Zok the Mishnah. It must say Mevi Chagiga Imoy, Bizman Shubo B'chol B'tahara U'bemut. We only bring a Korban Chagiga together with the Korban Pesach when it's not Shabbos, the Korban Pesach is being brought B'tahara, the Tzibur is Tahar, and the Korban Pesach is small, not large enough to satisfy all the B'nei Chabura, the people who are registered on it. U'bizman Shubo B'Shabbos B'meruba U'betuma Ein Mavin Imoy Chagiga. However, we do not bring a Chagiga Tzidal if the Korban Pesach is being brought on Shabbos, because the Chagiga Tzidal is not Teich Shabbos, when the Korban Pesach is ample to feed and satisfy all the B'nei Chabura, when the Tzibur is Tamei because the Chagiga Tzidal is not Teich Tuma. The Mishnah continues. Chagiga ha'isa ba min ha'tzoyin, min ha'bokar, min ha'kfasim, min ha'izim, min ha'scharim, min ha'kevis. Kama chagiga could be sheep, cattle, or goats, male or female. Unlike the Korban Pesach, which is limited to a male lamb or kid goat, less than 1 year old. V'necheles l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. And this chagiga can be eaten for 2 days and one night, which is Erev Pesach, Pesach night, and the first day of Pesach, unlike the Korban Pesach, which can only be eaten in Pesach night until the next morning. Amar Rav Ashi, Shema Mina, Chagigas Arba Asur, Lav Chayvi. From the fact that we don't bring the Korban Chagiga on Shabbos, or when people are Tameh, or when there is enough meat in the Korban Pesach to satisfy the people, we see that the Korban Chagiga is not an independent obligation, but is brought Kedei Shehei Pesach Nechel Ala Seiva, so that the Korban Pesach would not be eaten when hungry, but rather when somewhat satiated. It'd be interesting to point out a Machlekes Rashi B'Tesis in this halacha. Rashi writes in two comments, Kedei Shehei Pesach Gemar Sviyasin, Shiyu Nenin Bachilosa B'Tichashav Lehen. Only after stilling one's hunger does one enjoy the food to be considered more dignified dining. Taisa says, Midrabanan Gzeir Mishum Shavirus Etzim. Acham were concerned that in his great desire to still his hunger, he might break a bone, which is a lav. Masnin Deleike Ben Tema. Our Mishnah, which said that the Chagiga can be eaten for 2 days and a night, disagrees with Ben Tema, who says, Chagiga haba'im ha-pesach, ha-reike pesach, ve'ene necheles el liyem b'layla. The Chagiga Tzidal has the same din as the Korban Pesach, and that it may only be eaten Pesach night until the next morning. To explain the next statement of Ben Tema, we must first review the three Karbanis every person was obligated to bring on Yom Tov, when he was oil l'regel, when they came to Yerushalayim for the Shalosh Regalim and the three festivals. Oil l'shru'iyah. A Karban oila, as it says, v'le'iroh upon a'reka, you shall not appear before me empty-handed. Shalmei Chagiga, a Karban Shlamim to celebrate Yom Tov, also referred to as Chagigas Chamisha Aser, as it says, v'chagoysem oisei chag la'Hashem, you shall celebrate before Hashem with a Karban. Shalmei Simcha, a Karban Shlamim with which to rejoice on Yom Tov, v'samachta b'chagecha, by eating meat of a Karban, as it says, v'zavachta shlamim v'chalta sham v'samachta lefnei Hashem lekecha. The Simcha should come from the Shlamim. The Gemara Masechet Chagiga explains that it's not necessary to bring a specific Karban for this purpose. One can fulfill this obligation by eating meat from any other carbon that he brought on Yom Tov for whatever reason. Therefore, Ben Tema continues, "Chagigas arba asur yitzibah mishum simcha ve'ein yitzibah mishum chagiga." If one was makdish a chagigas arba asur, which he did not end up using, he can bring it on Yom Tov and fulfill his obligation of shalmei simcha. However, he cannot fulfill with it his obligation of shalmei chagiga, because as Rashi explains, "Kol davar shebechayva ein naba ela menachulin." An obligatory carbon can only be brought from Chulin. Since his Chagigas Arba Asur is already hektish, it cannot be used for the obligatory Shalmei Chagiga. My time at the Ben Tema. Ben Tema had said that unlike the Chagigas Chamisha Asur, which is eaten L'Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad, the Chagigas Arba Asur is only eaten L'Yoyim V'Layla, Pesach night. He derives this from the Pasuk, V'Layolin La'Boyker Zevach Chag HaPesach, Zevach Chag Zeh Chagiga, HaPesach K'mashmai, V'Amrachmano Lo'Yolin. The Isra of leaving meat until the morning applies to both Pesach and Chagigas Yidal, which comes with the Pesach. Based on Bryce's, the Gemara concludes that this Hekish compares Chagigas Yidal to Pesach L'chol Mili, regarding all other halachas of the Korban Pesach. It must be Minatzoin, brought from sheep or goats, not bakar, cattle, Minascharim, male, not Nekevis, female, Bashnasa, within its first year, not Bashdeshanim, in its second year, Necheles L'yoyim V'laylo, it's eaten only Pesach night, not L'shnei Yom V'layla Echad, 2 days and one night. Tzli, roasted, not Mevushel cooked. El Lemnuyav, eaten only by its registrants, not shalelam nuyev, its non-registrants. The Gemara asks a shayla, whether the issa of shviras etzim, breaking a bone, applies to chagigas yadalad based on the hekish, or it does not apply, because it would be excluded from the pasig ve'etzim leisishbru by v'loy b'chagiga. Or does it apply because we exclude something else? The Gemara goes into a lengthy discussion in trying to resolve this question from a Mishnah Masechet Shkalim, but ultimately remains unresolved. The Gemara now cites a third opinion regarding Chagigas Yadalad. Tanya, Yehuda ben Dertai, Pirish hu v'dertai b'nai, v'holach v'yoshav le'bedar. The Gemara relates that one year, when Erev Pesach Shechalis b'Shabbos, Yehuda ben Dertai and his son Dertai separated from the Chacham and left for the south, far from Yerushalayim, so that he would be potter from Korban Pesach. The reason he left was because he disagreed with the Chacham who said, Chagigas Yadalad ain't a deches HaShabbos, because Chagigas Yadalad ain't a chayva, there is no chiv to bring a Chagigas Yadalad. It is brought only when the meat of the Korban Pesach will not suffice. He held, however, that Chagigas Yadalad deches HaShabbos, because Chagigas Yadalad chayva, there is a chiv to bring a Chagigas Yadalad. Therefore, he did not want to be in a position where the Chacham would not allow him to bring a Chagigas Yadalad. Rav explains that he derived his opinion from the pasuk, V'zavachta Pesach L'Hashem L'kecha Tzaynu Vakar. Clearly a Korban Pesach cannot be brought from Bakar. Therefore, we must interpret the pasuk as follows. Tzayn ze Pesach, Bakar zu Chagiga. The word Tzayn refers to the Korban Pesach, which must be Tzayn. The word Bakar refers to the Korban Chagiga, which can be Bakar, and V'zavachta Pesach is referring to both. And the Torah is saying, you shall bring the Chagiga with the Pesach. Rav Ashi explains that according to the Chacham, the pasuk is teaching, Meiser ha-Pesach shekarv shlam. A Korban Pesach that was not brought on Erev Pesach can be used for Korban Shlam, which can be from Bakar. Even though the Korban Chagiga is a Korban Tzibba, the Rabban hold that it cannot be brought on Shabbos like all other Korbanos Tzibba, because the pasuk says, Chagayis ha-Meiser chag la-Hashem shevas yamim ha-shana. It can be brought on any one of the 7 days of Sukkot. If we would be able to bring it on Shabbos, we would be able to bring it for 8 days, because it can even be brought on Shemini Atzeres. The pasuk must be assuming that we do not bring it on Shabbos. To summarize, there are three opinions regarding Chagigas Arba Asa, also referred to as Chagiga Haboim HaPesach. The Chacham of our Mishnah hold, Chagigas Yadalad Ein Achayv. Therefore, Chagigas Yadalad Ein Adeches HaShabbos, and it is Necheles L'Shnei Yomim V'Lai L'Echad, completely like a Shlamim. Betim agrees with the Chachamim, and that Chagigas Yadalad Ein Achayv, and Chagigas Yadalad Ein Adeches HaShabbos, like a Shlamim. But he disagreed with the Chacham in that in Necheles El Yom V'Laila, and in certain other halachas, it is like a Pesach. Yehuda ben Dertai holds Chagigas Yadalad Chayva, therefore Chagigas Yadalad Deches HaShabbos, and in Necheles El Yom V'Laila, because it is completely like a Pesach.